Hello and welcome. My name is Susan C. Jackson, and I am very happy about being able to guide you through a meditation. This meditation is really about noticing, and whatever we're noticing, we're directing that sensation, whether it's a feeling, emotion, sensation, it might be physical or not. Maybe there's a quality that's present. We're just directing kind awareness and loving attention to whatever we're noticing within ourselves. And noticing objectively, as we practice this, we can begin to accept from a perspective not of resignation, but one of, this is what is right now for me. So I think it's important to recognize that as we touch on and notice these things going on within us and acknowledge and accept them, that acceptance is not a practice of resignation or giving up, but instead just a very honest acknowledgement of what is happening or what we're experiencing without the narrative, without the judgment, and without the storyline. And the narratives, judgments, storylines, those are also a normal part of our human experience. So even if those do arise, and remember, this is a practice, not a perfect, as those things do arise in our experiences, again, we acknowledge and accept that, that is what is right now. This is what is happening. This is what I am feeling or experiencing. We again direct kind awareness and loving attention to that. I would invite you to have a journal and a pen or pencil handy. Or if you don't have a journal, then something to just jot some notes down on for after the session. I find that that is very helpful for tracking our experiences and also just for having another outlet for the digestion of our experience. This meditation, again, is about noticing and directing kind awareness and loving attention to whatever we are experiencing within ourselves and maybe outside of ourselves. It's entitled Come As You Are, and it's inspired from a written post that I did entitled Love, Grace, and Acceptance. So take a moment to create a stable position of ease for your body. This might be lying down. This might be sitting in a chair or on a cushion or a pillow on the floor. But again, I'd invite you to make it a position of ease. If you're super sleepy, I would advise perhaps to not lie down, but maybe at least put yourself on a relatively upright incline, or just bring a little support behind you. But I would invite you to maybe sit a little bit more upright. If you're really elevated right now as far as your energy, then maybe lying down is a good fit. But again, make this a position that you can feel grounded, supported, steady, and easeful. There's not efforting around this position. And you can pause the recording until you find your place. So as you're settled here now in your position of ease, soften your gaze, just relax your eyes, or you can close your eyes. And just notice any sensations that you feel in your body when you hear the words kind awareness. Notice the qualities that are present when you hear the words kind awareness. Notice the qualities that are present when you hear the words loving attention. Loving attention. I'd invite you now to bring your awareness to any space around or within the head, wherever your awareness lands, whether it's your ears or your nose, the inside of your mouth, the backs of your eyes, chin or forehead, the back of your head, wherever your awareness lands, just allow it to be present in that space. Observing objectively any feeling, emotion, sensation, any quality that is present in that space. And whatever you sense, even if it is nothing at this point, just be with that sensation or that nothingness with kind awareness and loving attention. And allowing your awareness to move into the upper part of the torso. So think about the upper chest, the shoulders, collarbones, the upper part of the rib cage, front and back of the body, even the upper arms, or the arms, length of the arms, the hands, fingers. Allow your awareness to rest wherever it is called to rest. It may be a very precise and small space. It may be a larger space. It may be a whole arm, or it might be the whole upper back. And as your awareness rests on or within this space, notice whatever is present here. In your awareness, and bring kind awareness and loving attention to this space. Allowing this space to be noticed by you, just noticed. I think for myself, sometimes in the busyness of life, it is nice for me to just feel noticed by someone, whether it's a friend or a family member, by my son, to just be noticed. What is it like to just be seen as you are, how you are in the moment, without commentary? Without someone else trying to fix whatever's going on or analyze or offer something about your experience or your state of being. To just be seen. I see you. I notice you. So you're offering this kind awareness and loving attention to yourself. To be noticed and to be seen. Allow your awareness now to come down into the middle and even lower abdomen, the heart, the diaphragm, the space at the base of the ribs, the belly. Upper, middle, lower abdomen, middle and lower back, pelvis, okay, notice this space, and is there anywhere here in this space that now is asking for your attention? It might come in a loud, booming voice that says, hey, notice me. It may come in a quieter voice, almost a whisper. Notice me. But whatever calls your attention, bring your awareness there, kind awareness and loving attention. If you notice a storyline arising or a narrative, this space that gives me trouble, this space that is painful, the space that is always fluttery or sharp or soft. And it must be this way because, just notice that. Notice the thought or the thought stream. And bring kind awareness and loving attention, not only to the thought or the storyline, but acknowledge it. And then bring kind awareness and loving attention back to your body. Just this. Just this. Allow your awareness now to come into the lower body, the length of your upper legs, your knees, lower legs, ankles, and feet, your toes, heels, even the spaces in between the toes. As you breathe your natural breath, listen to what space calls for your awareness. What space is asking for your kind awareness and loving attention? And if no space is coming to mind, know that that's okay too. You can settle on a spot of your choosing, or just scan this area very slowly from the top of the legs, scanning down to the tips of the toes and back up to the tops of the legs. So even in the scan, you're offering every area kind awareness and loving attention. We're not trying to fix anything. We're just noticing with kind awareness and loving attention. Again, notice if you get carried away by a thought stream or storyline. Acknowledge that with kindness and bring yourself back. A favorite meditation teacher of mine, Sharon Salzberg, says that the real practice of meditation is every time we begin again. So come back as often as you need to. Kind awareness and loving attention. So I'd like you to now please bring awareness into your hands. Maybe rubbing the tips of the fingers together. We're tapping the fingers, thumb to pointer, middle, ring, and pinky finger, and back again a few times. You can even rub the hands together. And I'd like you to bring your hands to anywhere else on your body that is asking for loving attention. It can be anywhere. It could be in the upper body, the lower body. And it's okay if you need to adjust your position in order to have your hands be at the space that is asking for your kind awareness and loving attention. And feel the contact now of your hands on this area of your body. And as if your hands were a vehicle for kind awareness and loving attention, perhaps you can just feel that essence in your hands meeting your body and feeling this part of your body meeting your hands. So your body's not pushing into your hands, your hands aren't pushing into your body, but they're just meeting on equal ground. In this place of presence, kind awareness, and loving attention. I'd invite you to just breathe a little more here, not changing your breath, but just continuing to breathe with your experience. Hands meeting body, body meeting hands, with kind awareness and loving attention. Not fixing, just noticing. And if we become distracted, noticing that with kindness and love, and coming back, beginning again. In this beautiful, imperfect practice we call life. If taking in a few deeper breaths would feel good to you, please do so. Just release your hands, maybe even circling the wrists, the ankle joints, moving your body, stretching a bit from side to side if that is appropriate. And taking in whatever movement or breath that you need to bring yourself back, noticing the room around you, the sounds around you. And I'd invite you to reserve a few minutes for yourself after the meditation to make note, either in your journal or elsewhere, just briefly noting your experience, what came up for you. What are you most curious about exploring? Is there a storyline or a narrative that currently exists about what you're wanting to explore more of? And again, there's no judgment in that space, but an awareness building practice is simply to just notice and to also practice acceptance, not resignation, but acceptance of, this is what is present right now. And how might you begin to pay more attention to this aspect of you in everyday life from the lens of loving kindness, loving attention, and kind awareness? Thank you for taking the time to create space for yourself, to practice building awareness. I wish you whatever you need in this moment. Namaste.